Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's September 1st. Oh, yes, a new month, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, has Google been cooking the books? And what I mean by books, I mean search results, not finances. Don't want to go that direction. Well, according to sources in India, that's exactly what they've been doing. Seems India has some concerns about Google's search practices, and this is according to the Economic Times. India's Competition Regulator has actually filed a report accusing Google of rigging its search results in a way that favors Google's own properties and also third parties paying for ad spots within those results. The Competition Commission of India said that they found Google is ranking its own websites above the websites of competitors, even when competitors actually bring in more traffic. Of course, a number of major companies have already said that, that's exactly what's happening. Those being Microsoft, imagine that, the competition there's Bing, Facebook, they just want to be involved, I think. Zucks may be bored. And Nokia. Yeah, Nokia's there because they just want to feel important. But there are about 30 other companies also involved saying that, yes, indeed, Google is definitely cooking the search results. Now, Google, no, not one to shy away from controversy, has actually commented on this, accusations, saying, "We are currently reviewing this report from the CCI's ongoing investigation, and we'll continue to work closely with the CCI and remain confident that we will fully comply with India's competition laws." Google on the hot plate once again, and it's amazing it's not actually in the EU this time. Let the drama unfold. So, iPhone users out there, you've been contemplating about, should I get an Apple Watch or not? Well, it's kind of expensive. I don't know if I really want it. Now you have a choice, because Android Wear is now compatible with your iPhone and has actually launched an iOS app today. There is a bit of a catch, though. You've got to be running iOS 8.2 or it ain't going to work. Now, Android Wear for the iPhone will have several features familiar to Android users out there. That's including third-party watch faces, fitness tracking, notifications, and Google voice searches. Now, the Android Wear watches that will be compatible with your iPhone will include the LG Watch Urban, the upcoming Huawei Watch, and of course the ASUS ZenWatch 2. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the Moto 360 or the Samsung Gear. You remember those? Yeah, it doesn't look like those are going to be supported. Doesn't really matter about the Samsung Gear, though. Nobody actually supported that by not buying it. All right, time for Hacker News Tuesday. Rah, 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 rah. Hey, and while we're talking about the iPhone, let's talk about all the people out there that have jailbroken those iPhones. Yes, this news is going to be directed towards you. Seems there's been some malware that has helped hackers steal about 250,000 Apple accounts. Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it? But hey, if you've got a clean iPhone, you're going through the Apple walled garden, you're going to be just fine. Don't worry about it. But if you think, ooh, yeah, I'm clever, I've jailbroken it, well, you got to worry. This new scary malware for iOS is called KeyWriter. Oh, sorry. That's Knight Rider. And that malware gets into your iPhone, why, yes, you guessed it, through the Cydia app. Once that malware's in there, it starts intercepting iTunes traffic and hijacks all sorts of your data, including even your passwords and other credentials. Now, most of these breaches actually came from people trying to download non-free apps and then make in-app purchases without actually paying for them. Aha! Trying to go the free route, huh? Well, looks like somebody got some free stuff from you. Staying on some cell phone news, Sony. Oh, I know, Sony and a cell phone, you don't really put them together much, do you? But the new Xperia Z5, this might be one to take note of. Because apparently it's going to be the first phone on the market to have, get this, a 4K resolution screen. Well, at least this is according to a leaked video that, yes, you can find all over YouTube. Even though the video has actually been pulled down by Sony now due to copyright claim, which is making this claim seem a little bit more legit. You can still find them on YouTube. They're all over the place, though. Yes, that new 4K screen is going to be 5.2 inches for the Z5 model and 5.5 inches for the Z5 Premium model. Other than the 4K screen, you're going to get a 23-megapixel camera. Under the hood, you're going to get that Snapdragon 810 processor, 3 gigs of RAM, and 32 gigabytes of internal memory. I'm sure we'll get a little bit more details from Sony later this week when Sony unveils their new handset in Berlin. Until then, happy YouTubing. And finally, This one goes out to all of our U.S. listeners that are T-Mobile customers. Are you on unlimited data? T-Mobile might be looking at you, especially if you're using, shall we say, a lot of data. It is unlimited, but we all know how that goes. Yes, T-Mobile has announced that a small number of its customers have been abusing its unlimited data plan. They're actually calling them violators.
Yes, you violated our terms of unlimited.
And in some cases, these violators have used up to 2 terabytes of 4G LTE data per month. That's without paying anything extra. Although, let's be frank about this, T-Mobile. It really isn't unlimited, is it? You get about 2.5 gigs of 4G LTE data per month. And then you can even use that for tethering free of charge. Now, if you need 2 more gigs, that's going to be $10 per line for that extra tethering. Unlimited doesn't sound unlimited, does it, though, doesn't it? Now, apparently these violators, as T-Mobile is calling them, have decided to hack the system. Yes, what they're doing is they're getting into the system and swiping high-speed tethered data so that, yeah, it actually is unlimited now. T-Mobile's also found out that these violators have been downloading apps that hide their tether usage, rooting their phones, writing code to mask their activity, and it's the list goes on and on. So what's the penalty if they actually get caught? $10,000 per line. Oh, I completely agree, T-Mobile. What they're doing is, in fact, illegal. However, though, when I read something unlimited, I'd like it to be unlimited. Thank you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the website. Get on over there and check out all the great shows. Mac Show, Big Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show. Hey, if you're a House of Cards fan, we got a House of Cards show over there too. Hours and hours of entertainment all free to you. Also, you can find out what's going on at British Tech by following British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. And if you're at all concerned of what's happening in my life, which, mind you, is pretty damn boring, you can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, we will be back tomorrow for your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up on the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until hump day happens, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much for listening.